welcome to the first episode of Our Reality. My name is Kent, and I'm your host, along with former Real Housewife Gina Keo.
Hi, everybody. So excited to be here today. It's a beautiful day in Southern California. It's going to be 90.
It's great out here in Florida, too. Today, we're going to talk about what's going on in our lives, and we have a couple different segments we're doing. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Fun is good.
Yeah. Let's talk about first how we met, just to let the listeners know. So I was working with another former Real Housewife doing her podcast and running her social medias. And I reached out to Gina, actually, because she wanted her on her podcast. Yeah, so that's how we met. And I reached out. And then I asked Gina if she wanted to do a podcast with me, because I think it'd be a lot of fun. And it gives two different perspectives, you know, because I'm 16 and...
16 and 60. I love it.
Right. You have a ton of experience in this career and this world, the housewife world and TV and, you know, so I think it's a great combination.
I think it is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. We were also planning on having a couple guests on, and we're going to talk about things going on in our lives. We're going to go over some drama in the housewife world because some big things have been happening lately, like Erica Jane and that whole situation. And then today, later on, we're going to be talking about what housewives are confirmed for Orange County next season, which is pretty exciting.
Do you know when they start filming? I do not.
I'm not 100% sure on that. I haven't really looked into that. Do you want to talk about what you're doing now?
I am living in Orange County and I'm bi-coastal. I have a house in Florida. So I get back there to see Kara and the babies. Kara's got Decker and Vaughn, her little three-month-old son. Decker's five. Just got back from Lake Norman in North Carolina. What an amazing place. I want to go there every 4th of July. I had so much fun. It's just been a fun whirlwind since COVID. I was so tired of being locked up. Luckily, I had just started dating a guy when COVID hit, so we sheltered in place and did our work because we both were essential workers and we had so much fun getting to know each other. And we realized that, you know, I don't want to be your girlfriend, but we can be best friends forever because we're both so much fun to hang out with.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. COVID for me, honestly, didn't really impact me that much. I mean, school obviously was canceled and we did all online school. But in Florida, the guidelines aren't that strict. So it pretty much went back to normal pretty quick, I feel like. So now it's like 100% normal. Everything's back and it's all good. But yeah, so I'm 16 years old and I'm going into my junior year of high school next school year. And I live in Lake Mary, Florida, which is north of Orlando. And yeah, I love it here. It's really nice. It's sunny all the time, except for lately it's been kind of raining because of that tropical storm. But
God, the most interesting thing going on now is Erica James. What do you think? It's crazy.
I know. So I watched that documentary and I really didn't know much about it before. But after I saw the documentary, it really like, wow, that's a crazy situation. And I had no idea, you know, so I think I can't tell if she knows because she plays a part in it, obviously, because how else would she know that she has all this money? You know, her husband was a big time lawyer, but I don't know if she knows about the whole situation.
Oh, probably not. Are you going to watch the show, The Housewife and the Hustler?
Yeah, I did watch that. That's the documentary I saw all the info on.
Oh, I'll have to watch that. I was just Googling it and realized I missed that.
Yeah.
She caused all this grief for him by filing for divorce. It put attention on them. Is that what happened?
That's kind of how I think she might know something, because why would they get randomly divorced? It looked like they were so happy when you look at the show.
Is she on the Housewife show still?
She is. She actually has been getting a lot of heat on social media because she just bought a brand new Range Rover and lives in this, I think it's $9,000 a month rental. Yeah, she's getting a lot of heat because obviously, where is she getting her money from? I know the Housewife show pays pretty good, I'm sure, but...
Hey, I just bought a Lincoln Aviator. Are people going to be mad at me?
Wow, how is that? How do you like it?
Oh, I went from a 650 BMW, which I've been in for years and years. I just keep trading one for another. I loved it so much. But I thought, you know, I'm going on this family vacation and I need a big car. So I still have my BMW, but I got this and it's so much fun. My son loves it because he can throw me in the back seat with a TV and I'm happy to drive 6 hours in a car and I don't bother him.
Wow. I actually have a Lincoln too. I have the MKX. It's a great car. Yeah. It's old. But they're really good cars. They're solid.
Yeah. It's my first American car since I was 16.
Oh, wow. So what other cars have you had?
We just got rid of our Range Rover Sport Autobiography, really high engine, big, big, fast car. We loved it. We have an E63 Mercedes. We always have Range Rovers, Mercedes, BMW. So this is the first. Yeah, it's the first. I just refused to pay the $20,000 over manufactured price because of COVID. Nobody has cars.
I know. The G-Wagons, I don't know if you've ever had them.
Oh, I never had them, but my friend did.
Yeah, they are through the roof right now. I think they're going over for like $50,000 over MSRP. I was looking at them. It's insane. I'm like, who would pay that, you know, because that you lose all that money.
Well, if we were going to have any kind of earthquake or something, the only one I'd want to have of all my cars was that Range Rover. That thing could go straight up a hill.
Yeah, they're great off-road.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really nice.
But hopefully we're not going to have it. How's your down there? I heard you had like some hurricanes or something down there.
Yeah. So the, I think it was Elsa.
Yeah. Elsa still there?
No, it's passed. It didn't hit my town. It kind of went over the West Coast and up, but it didn't really affect me. I mean, it was raining pretty hard for a couple of days, but it was nothing really out of the ordinary. I mean, it rains a lot in Florida, but especially during the summer. So
it's kind of funny that they named her after the Frozen movie, huh?
I know. So how are your kids doing? How is everyone?
Shane is selling real estate and he's still involved in green environmental stuff. So I'm really proud of him that he's wanting to improve the planet.
Right. That's funny that you say that because my sister just went to college at UF.
Mm-hmm.
I think she majored in environmental studies or something with engineering and sustainability. So she's kind of going down that path too, which is pretty neat.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have an electric hybrid, so I feel like I'm giving my part.
How is that? Because I've only had gas cars and I don't know, like the hybrid thing scares me because what if you're like, you need to charge it? Because I've heard it takes a while to charge at your house.
Yeah. I just plug it in every night when I go to bed, but it only gets 20 miles and I drive 20 miles before I even, you know, so I shouldn't have paid to get such a small battery.
Right. I've heard the Teslas kind of have big batteries.
Tesla's got it going on. Yeah. My friends have, all of them have Teslas.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'll probably get that next.
Yeah. That's what my grandmother has. So are you still living in Kodo near Vicky?
No, Vicky and I both sold our big houses and we both downsized. She had bought a house in another state and fixed it up, and then she sold that. Now she's got just a normal house in Cota de Casa, so she has a piece there. She's got her place in Mexico, two places in Mexico, actually, and it's been great for her. I don't know where her next house. She still wants to get something at California beaches, but neither one of us could find anything. With COVID, there wasn't enough stuff on the market. Now the prices are crazy, so I'm just going to sit back. I'm renting for now, just sitting back and looking. I did buy a house on the water with a boat dock. And
nice, nice.
My son-in-law bought a boat, so we're all boaty now.
Yeah. I heard that the real estate market might be trending down this summer because people are kind of coming to the realization that these prices are so high, especially in Florida, because the real estate was huge here. Every home is just going up so high in value. So I heard from a real estate agent that, at least in my area, that it's about to go down. But it was really good for a while. I mean, COVID made it huge down here because everyone was moving from New York and the northern areas of the United States down here.
Very cool. So what are you working on now? What do you do?
Well, I'm actually on my summer vacation. So I've been traveling a lot. Got back from Ohio a couple days ago. Yeah, so I haven't really been doing much over the summer, just hanging out and getting ready for school year. I mean, my summer, I only have a month left, so I'm already ticking towards the school year.
Where do you go to school?
Lake Mary High School.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty big school. It has like 3,000 students, I think, around there. Yeah, but last year it was like half the kids for the first semester because of COVID, and you had the option to do online or in person. And a lot of people actually chose to do online, but then came back after the first semester because you had the option to do either one.
It was a tough year for seniors and juniors, that's for sure.
I know. My sister was a senior last year and she's in college now. She went to UF for the summer program.
Online, or do they get to go to class now?
They get to go to class. She's in classes now. They still have some online options, but she wanted to really go and do the whole college experience. So she did. I think she signed up for all in person.
Mm.
Yeah. But with the seniors last year, it was always like a give and take. Like they would say, okay, we can do this. And then it would be cut back because of regulations. Like they almost didn't get a prom, I don't think. And so it ended up they did. But so it was really unfortunate for them, especially.
Well, I've done a lot of podcasts. I did Jeff Lewis. I did Vicki Gundelson's. I did Joe De La Rosa's Pop Candy. I did one with Dana Wilkie. So I've been like a little podcast queen. I did some for Bravo.
Yeah, I definitely love the whole podcast thing going on right now. That's why I thought it was really fun for us to start one, because we have two different perspectives. And I think we could honestly get a lot of fun guests on, like some from the housewife world and some from out of it, which would be really fun.
I think it'd be interesting what people want to hear us talk about.
Right. I actually got the Instagram up for our podcast. It's at Our Reality Podcast for anyone who wants to go follow it. But I will do Q&A's on there and see what people want to ask, like questions, and then we do the answers on the show. And they can also swipe up and let me know who they want to see on the show, like what celebrities or whoever, like as a guest.
Do you still follow the Bravo blogs that we used to do? Or have podcasts taken over for blogs?
I'm pretty sure the podcasts have taken over, because I haven't really seen any blogs lately.
We used to have to blog before each episode came out.
I don't know if they're doing that anymore. I know I did read some of them from like before, like the older ones with Vicki and you on them, but I haven't really checked into the new ones, so I'm not 100% sure.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. So let's talk about who's coming back next season for OC.
Well, I'm so excited. Heather's coming back because I loved her old house. It was so beautiful. It was probably, I've been in many, many beautiful houses, but the decorating of it was just exquisite. So was Shannon Bedore's when she was married. Her house was beautifully done also. But I am dying to see Heather's new one. I know you can go on probably a podcast and see it, but I haven't done it yet.
Yeah, I've seen a few pictures of it because I think she posts it sometimes. But I mean, she was talking about on her podcast, actually, that she's excited to show everyone living in it. And I think she actually did a house tour on YouTube for it. But it's just so nice. But the old one, her old one was really nice, too. It was like really grand and it looked really nice.
Yeah. I wonder if she did so formal this time, big heist. I mean, she had like 24-inch ceilings in the last one.
Yeah, it looked from the pictures I saw more modern than like traditional or elegant.
Okay, good. Yeah.
But I think the ceilings, I think on the show they said it was even higher than the last house because they had I think they're at the top of one of the mountains in Newport.
So I have talked to Heather and I've talked to Alexis Bellino because the girls started writing me saying, "Hi, it's Alexis. I'm just having such a hard time. My boyfriend's been so rotten." And it was, it looked like her number. And we talked texting for 40 minutes. It wasn't her.
Oh my God. That's so weird.
And then the same thing with, I get another one saying, "Hey, I want you to come to a party at my house Friday night, just girls, wear something mm-hmm. formal, fancy. It's for one of those things the girls always do. They're a book party or something." It was something she was throwing for her friend, and it totally seemed so legit, like something she would do.
Oh my God.
And then I said, "How's this? How's that?" And she's like, "Oh, sorry to hear about your husband died. Sorry." And we're having this so cool conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then halfway through, I realized Heather's too busy to be chitty chatting like this with me.
Right.
So I texted Vicki and I said, "Are you going to Heather's party Friday night?" She goes, "Don't know anything about it."
My
texted
God.
Tamara. Don't know anything about it. And then I called Doug Ross with Bravo and I said, is this Heather's number? Can you call her and see? Because this person's knows so much about them.
Right. That's really creepy. It must be like some stalker or something, honestly, because I don't know.
So Bravo called me back and said, that is not Heather. We just talked to her. She wants the phone number. She wants you to copy the text. And I wrote the person. I said, why would you do this? Why would you want me to show up all dressed up, not able to get in the gate, feel like an idiot? What would the fun of that have been? He goes, well, I'm an ex-policeman. Make sure you don't share this with Heather or anybody. It's just for a joke. It's just fun. It's like, that's not freaking funny. We're all busy. We all have lives. Bosh.
Right. It's definitely some random person behind the screen.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. Like, that's so creepy to me because I don't understand how all these people get this information. Like, obviously you guys were on TV, but it's like weird to me to think that people do that.
Yeah, Alexis was saying, what do I do? My boyfriend just went co-signed on a car. I don't want it. It's a Bentley. And
oh, wow.
All this stuff. It's like, well, I think he's taking advantage of you.
Right. And you're probably talking to some
and it wasn't her.
Crazy person.
And I was really sad because it said the party sounded so much fun.
I know. That's horrible.
Like, I know.
People who do that are just so evil. It's crazy.
And then I get invited to something for Taylor Armstrong. Like, I'm not falling for this again.
Was that real, though?
That one was real.
Oh, that's fun. How was that?
It was really fun. She always has the most fun events. She was doing a charity thing and raising money. And then she has a friend who makes these blue jean jackets. And you go in and you pick your pearls, your patches, your glitter, whatever you want in the jacket.
Oh, wow. I love that.
The girl helps you with the placement. And then you, get it a month later or something. It was really fun.
Really cool. Yeah. I saw a little bit of her on Beverly Hills, Taylor. But I know it's just crazy with her ex-husband and that whole situation.
Oh, that was
but
so sad. I think
she's doing great now. So.
And her new husband is lovely.
That's great.
And her daughter's just darling.
Oh.
So that's all I know. The house is back to the housewives. I was shocked that they didn't bring Tamara back. I always thought she was liquid gold. So not sure why they didn't bring her back.
Yeah, she was really interesting. She always brought a little bit of drama and like spice to the show, I feel like, because she didn't have a filter. She said whatever came to mind. And that's what's so great about Tamara. She speaks her mind, you know? So I thought she was really great on the show, but I did listen to, I think it was Vicky's podcast and with Tamara maybe or something they did. And they both agreed that they're not going to go back unless it's together. I think that's what they said.
Why?
They were, I think because they were like one of the originals too. I know Tamara came in later, but I think because they were like the Trace Amigas and the whole thing. So they wanted to be together on the show. But I don't think they're like Tamara got an invite to come back. I know Vicky's pretty much done, I've heard. So.
Well, I know she'd go back, but.
Right.
In their defense of Bravo, there's only so much you can do.
Right.
I know have her, to bring new blood in.
Right. I know her storyline and her life was kind of, it was the same for a little bit at the end there. But now it's like her husband, I think, or her, I don't know if they're married yet, but Steve is running for governor of California, which is pretty crazy. And she would be the first lady of California. I saw all these things on Instagram about it. It was really funny.
Were people supportive of him running?
I think they were. I think actually her son commented something like, oh my God, like, I can't believe this. But I saw on a post. But I don't know. I think a lot of people are supportive. I mean, I think he's a good guy. I don't really know much about him.
He's a good guy politically. He's a good guy. He was a detective. He's smart. He's bright. He knows a lot about politics.
Right.
He's always been involved in politics and guarding politicians and political fundraisers. So,
Yeah. I think he'd be great. And it'd be funny with Vicky as the governor's wife of California. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But so also, I don't know if you know, but it was a crazy thing Instagram. Caitlyn Jenner is running for governor of California. What do you think about that?
Who would you vote for between the two?
I don't really know, honestly. I think that Steve might be a good contender in that.
Well, I don't know. Is Caitlyn Jenner Republican or Democrat?
Republican. Yeah,
okay.
She's really Republican and she's strong-willed about it.
She's still single?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people were saying they're going to vote for her, but
really,
yeah, I'm not sure if she's what she's doing now. I haven't really heard much about it since at first.
Has she posted? I mean, I've been so busy with COVID and dealing with everything I dealt with last year.
Yeah.
Has she started posting her political beliefs, what she would do different than what the existing governor is doing?
I think she has. I think I've seen a couple Instagram posts of hers. From when the news first came out that she was running, what she was planning on doing. I don't really remember exactly everything, but I know she's strong. Like, she has a strong passion for it and she knows what she wants with that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any political beliefs yet? Are you, you're young. Do you, are you following it? Are you taking some political classes and,
yeah, actually in school, I took a political class and learned about it a little bit. I mean, obviously in history, you learn about that stuff too, but I'm not 100% sure. You know, I just think I like having rights. You know, some of these things nowadays, it's like the government, some people want it to the government to take a lot of power. And I would rather have the freedom. That's the whole American message, you know, like freedom and freedom of speech and all this. So I'm more, I guess you could say, on that side of things. But yeah, that's kind of what I know for now, you know.
I think it's important at your age to take a Toastmaster class and to be in debate classes and just do a lot of stuff with marketing that you're already doing.
Yeah.
Communication class is so important.
Right. Yeah, there was a debate class at my school and there still is, but I haven't taken it, but it's something I looked into.
I think you'd enjoy it.
Yeah, I think I would. A lot of people said it's a great class. Yeah, so.
Expose yourself to so many things right now.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of the marketing stuff on social media and doing all that stuff and podcasts, which is really fun for me. I really enjoy it. So
I had lunch with a psychiatrist friend of mine the other day, and she was telling me she's so worried about COVID that it in 10 years from now, we'll see what kind of PTS it's done to our children, what it's done to them.
Yeah, I feel bad for the little kids, especially because they don't really have that memory yet. So those people, those kids who are turning ages where they're kind of learning more and like, you know, because when you're 4, you don't really know much, you know, like you don't remember those moments forever. But when you're getting to like, when you're in elementary school and that kind of stuff, I feel bad for those kids because their childhood, part of their childhood was taken away because of this COVID. And it's just sad that they didn't get that experience.
It is. And I hope we don't have to go back to it with this new virus that's Delta variant that's come out. But
I don't think, especially Florida, will ever go back to that because our governor is really, he's really good about having freedoms. And he doesn't think that it's great to be on the lockdown because honestly, I've heard it's like one of the biggest divorce rates and all this depression stuff came from it. A lot of depression, like a lot of people got depression from that.
Yeah.
Because there's no human interaction. So I don't really think Florida would ever go back to that, how it was.
I don't know. I think we learned a lot from this. I think we learned that just wear the masks and wash your hands a lot because my little niece, she didn't get one cold or anything for that whole time. She had that bleeding.
I didn't get sick for a year, but right after COVID, I think I got sick. And when I was in Ohio, I got kind of sick because we went to a theme park, Cedar Point, and there were no one was wearing masks. I mean, I think it's done too there, like the mandate.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I got a cold from there. And of course, traveling, going on planes and airports, you kind of get that sometimes.
Even with your mask on, you felt you got stuff on the airplane?
That's what I don't know. Because some people would say the airplane air is dirty, but I've heard they have really good filtration systems. So I'm not 100% sure. Because I did have my mask on the whole time in the airport and in the plane, but it was probably up in Ohio I got something.
Hmm. Yeah, I kind of think my relatives all got some bug from the lake because everybody had like an intestinal thing for a day where they were just throwing up violently.
Oh my gosh.
I think it was just swallowing too much lake water when they were wakeboarding.
So where was that at? Where did you guys go?
That was in North Carolina. Yeah.
So did you see Vicky out there? I think she bought a home there.
I did not see her. No, she just texted me. She was in Chicago and wanted to get together when she got back. She went to see Brianna.
Yeah, I saw in her story. I think it was her grandson's birthday and she was up there visiting them.
So now, do they have three boys now or did she have a girl? I don't remember.
She has three boys. The two are older and she just had a baby. I think his name is Hank. They're always doing stuff on the go because Vicky, whenever she's there, is always posting about it. So yeah, I think they're happy in Chicago too. I think Vicky said she wanted to get out of North Carolina and go up there.
I think she was she sold her place in Oklahoma or wherever she was. Wherever he lived.
Yeah. I thought it was they moved to Oklahoma, then to North Carolina and then up to Chicago, but I don't remember.
I don't either. So Kelly Dodd is not on the show. That's so hard to believe.
I know. She mixed it up on the show. She kept it dramatic and good, but I don't know why they let her go. I don't know why she left, honestly.
I mean, after getting married and having all that fun stuff.
Right.
But I didn't watch the show. I don't know. Maybe she wasn't getting along with the people.
Right. Yeah, I watched it a little bit. I don't keep current with the new ones mostly, but I watched when she was on with Heather and all those people, and she had a really strong personality and made people really mad. So I think that part of her kind of made the show dramatic and good and made people want to watch it. But I don't know. I don't know why she left. I feel like her new life with her husband and everything would be really interesting to see on camera, but I guess maybe she just thought it was time to leave, you know?
Kelly, I don't think she left him. She didn't want to leave.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I didn't read about it.
Interesting. Well, this has been fun. I don't think we solved any world problems, but...
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And thank you for joining the podcast with me. I think we're going to have a ton of fun with it and have a bunch of guests on, and it's going to be great.
True. Thank you. Let's talk again.
Everyone go follow the Instagram. It's at Our Reality Podcast, and we will have weekly podcasts out, and it's going to be on all podcast networks, Apple and Spotify, YouTube. We're going to have it up. So yeah, go check it out.